Good morning from KDKA in Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Rasmussen. Here are the top stories we're following on Friday, April 20th. PennDOT's moving forward with plans to get Route 30 reopened by midsummer. This morning, a home near the landslide is being demolished. Bids from contractors are due today, and PennDOT is expected to award a contract today as well. The estimated cost to reopen Route 30 is between $5 and $7 million. Tuesday, Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald declared a disaster emergency in hopes of qualifying for federal funds for communities dealing with recent landslides and flash flooding. Governor Tom Wolf tells KDKA-TV.
What we're all trying to do is get that to the threshold that qualifies this area for financial aid from the feds.
The high cost of the Route 30 slide and repair appears to have put that total high enough to qualify for the federal help. A real estate company plans to transform the old terminal building on the south side. With that story, KDKA Radio's Shelby Cassese.
By this fall, the historic building will be a large office and retail complex complete with a public fitness center and over an acre of green public space to be used for concerts and farmers markets. Governor Tom Wolf said it's just another sign of Pittsburgh's growth.
Up until a few years ago, this was a place that, you know, was a little rough, and it's really coming back. Again, it's emblematic of what's happening all throughout Pittsburgh.
Spearheaded by McKnight Realty Partners, the facility known as the Highline will cost an estimated $100 million. Shelby Cassese, News Radio 1020, KDKA.
The Airport Authority has invited Carnegie Mellon University to set up shop at Pittsburgh International. CEO Christina Kasotis made the announcement at a news conference yesterday.
So CMU will have a dedicated space in the terminal that students, professors, and airport staff will be able to use as an innovation lab to develop new systems for travelers and tenants alike.
Systems to make the airport easier and faster to navigate, improve the airport experience, and other innovations. I'm Paul Rasmussen for KDKA.